This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Wikipedia, the world's largest encyclopedia, will be celebrating its 15th birthday this week with events across the globe. One of those events will be held Saturday at Harvard University. For a look at Wikipedia's first 15, we turn to David Brooks. He's a staff writer for the Concord Monitor and writes at graniteGeek.org. And I think we know where you're going to be this weekend, right, David? The party?
Oh, boy, there's nothing like a Wikipedia party, huh?
So you started using Wikipedia back in 2003. How would you describe the Wikipedia of 2003 compared to the Wikipedia of today?
So obviously the Wikipedia, 2003, the Wikipedia was launched in 2001 by a couple of basically geeks who had tried to create a traditional online encyclopedia and failed. So they had this ridiculous sounding idea of creating an encyclopedia that anybody can edit. And it sort of floundered for a while and then it started slightly taking off in 2003, which is when I heard about it and started playing with it. But back then, it was still to the point where there were no articles for things like stirrup, you know, the thing you use on a horse. There was no, so I could create an article about stirrups. I mean, that's how small it was. And even for several years after that, people on Wikipedia get very excited if one of the articles showed up anywhere on a Google search.
You take credit for creating some New Hampshire articles.
Oh, sure. Anybody who started back then was creating, because there weren't very many articles. I created, White Mountains, New Hampshire. I created that. I created the first article about the U.S. presidential primary, because that didn't even exist. But, you know, back then it was like three sentences saying, the primary is this, and it exists every 4 years, and that's all it was. And now if you look at it, it's this massive article. It goes on for pages with footnotes and pictures and links out to dozens of other Wikipedia articles and frenzied debate about, you know, how do you mention this and when do you mention that? And why are you biased about this?
So is there any prestige within the Wikipedia community for, you know, being able to say, I created a particular page?
I suppose so. Yeah, to a certain extent. I mean, it's not like that in a dime will get you whatever a dime buys. So.
Right. Okay. So, and you also write in this week's column that there's been a long, slow decline in the number of people actively editing and writing articles in the English language Wikipedia. There are, of course, several other languages now. Why is there a decline in the English language?
Well, that's a debate, and that's kind of this underlying concern within the whole Wikipedia community. Obviously, the site has grown enormously for years and years and years, and it has more than 5 million articles in English language. There's 260 some odd other languages. I mean, it's just staggeringly enormous, and it's almost entirely created by volunteers. But the number of active number of individuals who have actually done active editing, created articles are more likely these days, edited articles, added stuff, fixed stuff, has been slowly declining for about 5 years. It's uncertain why. Some people think it's because the culture within Wikipedia, like many things that's been around for a while, there's the established people who tend to be kind of grumpy about newbies and they scare all the newbies off. Other people think that it's just become pretty complicated. If you go in and try and edit an article and you click on the little tab that says edit this article, you'll see this weird markup that doesn't make sense if you're a newcomer. And a lot of people say, forget that and go away. And then there's the possibility that just so many articles already exist that there isn't all that much to do for a newcomer. There's nothing funny. I mean, it was really easy when I started to create an article. Now you'd have to, you know, go and update the demographics for Keene, New Hampshire in the 1980 census or something, which isn't really as much fun. So those are three possibilities, but it's not at all clear.
Has the quality of the information improved in those 15 years, or is it constantly in flux?
Constantly in flux is sort of the motto of any crowdsourced site, particularly Wikipedia. In many ways, the information has improved unbelievably. I would have bet big money that Wikipedia would have died in a couple of years, and I never, ever, ever would have guessed that it would become what it is today. Having said that, it, as anybody knows, has huge problems. There's vandalism. There's just plain errors.
Vandalism meaning?
Oh, you know, people go into an article and type in something stupid like George is an idiot or something, or deliberately put in some incorrect information so they can say, aha, I made it Wikipedia wrong. A bigger problem actually is that a lot of places, including politicians and corporations, organizations, have learned that Wikipedia articles are important. So they go in and massage them with the sort of PR fluffery, take out anything critical and sort of massage it. And that's actually almost a bigger issue because it looks okay when you look at the article, but actually it is biased by the source. So any Wikipedia article needs to be taken with a big grain of salt. Having said that, there is nothing within, you know, parsecs, as they say, of Wikipedia in terms of easily accessible information about almost anything you can think of. on the planet, or at least in English language on the planet. It's an astonishing accomplishment despite its many, many flaws.
Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a staff writer for the Concord Monitor and the writer whose geekiness is encyclopedic at graniteGeek.org.